stay tuned for the Allegros Radio, the weekly radio program featuring the best in Greek music and culture, plus interviews with Greek and international newsmakers. The Allegros Radio with Michael Nevaralekis begins now.
Να γλυκάνω και εσύ μου δίνεις και μια πίκρα παραπάνω κάθε στιγμή. Και τι δεν κάνω την παγωμένη σου καρδιά για να ζεστάνω, και εσύ μου δίνεις και μια πίκρα παραπάνω για πληρωμή. Αμαρτία μεγάλη, μια καρδιά που για σένα λαχταράει και πεθαίνει, να τη βλέπεις σαν ξένη. Και τι δεν κάνω την πικραμένη σου ζωή για να γλυκάνω, και εσύ μου δίνεις και μια πίκρα παραπάνω κάθε στιγμή. Δεν κάνω για να βρεθώ στην αγκαλιά σου, τι δεν κάνω και μ' αποφεύγεις σαν αλήτη, σαν ζητιάνω κάθε στιγμή. Και τι δεν κάνω την παγωμένη σου καρδιά για να ζεστάνω, και εσύ μου δίνεις και μια πίκρα παραπάνω για πληρωμή. Αμαρτία μεγάλη, μια καρδιά που για σένα λαχταράει και πεθαίνει, να τη βλέπεις σαν ξένη. Και τι δεν κάνω για να βρεθώ στην αγκαλιά σου, τι δεν κάνω και μ' αποφεύγεις σαν αλήτη, σαν ζητιάνω κάθε στιγμή.
That was Gerasimos Andreatos getting us started today with Que Ti Den Cano here on the Allegros Radio, the worldwide Greek radio program which is heard on 18 radio stations on 5 continents on shortwave and online. My name is Michael Nevradakis, and today on our broadcast and as part of the Allegros interview series, we will continue our coverage of the upcoming parliamentary elections in Greece with an interview with economist and analyst Dimitris Kazakis, who will speak to us today about all of the ongoing economic and political developments in Greece, on his views regarding a return to a domestic currency for Greece, his thoughts on the economic platform presented by main opposition party Syriza, and about whether the United Popular Front, or EPAM, will participate in the elections on January 25th. This interview will be followed up by our scathing commentary of the week with a pre-election flair and a special musical tribute to the recently departed Greek singer Babis Goles, who passed away on the 11th of January. Coming up now is this week's edition of the Allegros interview series and our discussion with economist Dimitris Kazakis. The Diálogos Interview Series, our weekly segment featuring interviews on matters pertaining to Greece and the worldwide Greek community, coming up next here on Diálogos Radio. Joining us today on Diálogos Radio and the Diálogos Interview Series is the well-known economist and analyst of Greece's United Popular Front, Dimitris Kazakis. And Dimitri, thank you for joining us today.
Me too.
Before the holidays, we left off in the midst of the election for a new president of the Hellenic Republic. We are now in the new year and suddenly in the midst of a sudden snap parliamentary election in Greece. And there's many government politicians, many pro-government analysts, and many Greek and international media outlets who keep talking about the irresponsible, as they call it, stance of the opposition in not voting in favor of the government's candidate for the presidency of the Republic and for averting the snap elections. How do you react to these statements?
Well, yes, there is no such thing as a responsible stance in terms of going to public elections. I think the main thing is whenever you go to the people and ask for the opinion of the people is not something irresponsible, is something that normally is called democratic. This is the democratic choice. The government, it was not the choice of government to go to the people, because government knows that the people doesn't want the policy pursued by the government. So that's what the government calls irresponsible. Actually, the people doesn't agree with the government policies.
We've been hearing as of late that the recession, or really the depression that in Greece, has stopped and that Greece has experienced some modest growth in 2014. How do you view the economic state of the country leading up to the elections?
First of all, this is lie. This is a lie. We had at the third period of 2014, we had a very small growth of 0.7% of the GDP, but it's only for the third trimester, of the 2014. Nobody knows or nobody gives exact numbers for the whole year. If you go to on a whole year basis, you'll see that it will be probably around minus 3%. The depression will go on for the Greek economy. Even the ECB now doesn't present any numbers for the Greek economy in terms of primary deficit, the deficit of the general government, or the GDP. Why is that? Because they know that the depression goes on, and of course that's why we have a snap election right now before the official numbers come out and the whole success story comes down.
We are speaking with economist and analyst Dimitris Kazakis here on the Diálogos Radio and the Diálogos Interview Series. And Dimitri, let's turn now to the economic platform that has been proposed by Syriza, the main opposition party. They have made many promises to abolish austerity measures such as the new property tax that was levied by the government, to return the minimum wage to pre-crisis levels, and to negotiate the reduction of Greece's national debt, but within the mechanisms of the euro. Zone. And we've also seen more and more economists state that they are supportive of this economic platform that Syriza has presented. Do you believe that this platform is feasible, and is it enough to change the situation in Greece?
Well, Syriza, or the leaders of Syriza and Mr. Tsipras, doesn't say how or in what manner they will get enough money to refinance the whole economy. For example, nobody disagrees with the cancellation of the property levy or the other anti-social and anti-development taxes that the Troika imposed on Greece. But the main problem is how you are going to refinance a Greek economy without adding on the debt, or the private or the public debt. And what we see right now is, a competition, a kind of competition between government and Syriza on how they are going to add on the debt burden by acquiring more treasuries or issuing more treasuries or bonds in order to pay the ongoing debt, and especially the 6.7 billion euros we need to pay on until the end of March. So the main problem right now is how you stop the whole thing right now. You stop paying the debt, because if you are going to keep on paying the debt, there is no way you can have enough money to lift up the burden from the people. And especially from, the less privileged working people. That's the main problem. And up to now, Syriza says nothing about that, except of course, the Syriza is proposing of selling more bonds to the ECB. Well, yeah, that's more debt for Greece. And especially by issuing more bonds that could be bought by the ECB, it would be a bigger problem, even a bigger problem in terms of interest or in terms of political dependence. If you sell more bonds to the ECB, you'll have ECB deciding, well, what is going to happen in Greece more than what is happening now. Right now, we have a big problem. The Greek people or even the Greek government doesn't decide what is going to be or what kind of policy we're going to pursue here in Greece. So the main problem is how to get rid of debt, and of course how to get rid of the whole regime of colonial occupation we are under right now.
And it should be mentioned that Alexis Tsipras, the leader of Syriza, has mentioned in a recent interview in Real News, one of Greece's major newspapers, that he pledged to pay the bonds that are coming due at the end of March.
Yes, that's why, he proposed that he will issue more treasuries in order to pay for the amortization of the debt at the end of March. But how you are going to get more treasuries? You are going to get more, you will issue more treasuries for higher interest, because right now the market is pushing the Greek government or Greece to sign a new deal, a new memorandum against the Greek people in order to, the whole situation will go on. So if you say that you'll issue more treasuries or more bonds in order to pay the ongoing debt, then it's like saying that you are going to sign a new memorandum in order to have the ability to issue more treasuries and bonds.
And all of this, of course, creates a very dangerous situation for Syriza, because they have made all these promises. A lot of people in Greece are voting for them based on these promises. Mm-hmm. Would you say that a Syriza government after the elections would be on very fragile footing?
Yes, I think that after 25th of January, we'll have a major political situation in Greece. And the Greek people then will have to decide at what direction the country must go, you know, against the European Union and Euro, or the same direction we are following now towards doom, of course, right, with total destruction.
We are speaking with the economist and analyst Dimitris Kazakis here in the Galagos Radio and the Galagos interview series. And Dimitri, this leads us to the dilemma that has once again shown up in the media and in the political discourse, whether Greece should stay in a eurozone or return to a national currency. And Syriza's position, of course, on this is that it wants to accomplish everything that it has promised within the confines of the eurozone. But putting aside Syriza's official position on this issue, do you personally still believe that it would be the most beneficial for Greece to return to a national currency?
There is no other way. The other way is a total dead end for the Greek people and the Greek economy. It's total destruction, total annihilation of the Greek economy and the Greek people. So you have to go to national currency and rebuild from bottom up the whole economic infrastructure, social infrastructure, the state itself. Otherwise, what you are going to do is a vicious circle of the same and the same destruction again and again. So why is the only choice of keeping within Europe and Eurozone. Why? I don't understand that. For example, 3 weeks back, Holland said officially, the government of Holland said officially that it has a plan B called Fiorine, which was the national currency of Holland before Euro. And the plan B is ready in order to implement it in the Dutch economy, because they are ready if they decide, the government decides that that Euro does not give any more advantages or gives any freedom of movement for the Dutch economy. Why the Dutch economy or the German economy has to have a plan B against the Euro, and Greek economy and Greek people is forbidden to even discuss about the whole situation or the possibility of going back to the Greek national currency and rebuilding the economy.
We keep hearing things about how if Greece were to return to a national currency, that the currency would be worthless, that people would be impoverished, that Greece would not be able to import oil or medicine or other vital necessities. And then other people argue, look at Lithuania, a small country, and they just joined the Eurozone. They became the 19th member of the Eurozone. Why would Greece leave when other countries are still joining? And why would Greece put itself in harm's way by leaving and returning to a domestic currency? How do you respond to these arguments?
Well, yes, from the end of 19th century and almost half of the 20th century, we had the expansion of colonial empires. Every year, we had country after country becoming colony of some big power, of the British, of the Germans, French, or even the United States. Back then, there was some people fighting for their own national independence and freedom. Nobody asked them, why? Why do you do that? Since most of the countries in the world are becoming colonies. No, we don't want to become a colony. Even Lithuanian people didn't want to become a colony. That's why you'll see all the surveys of the opinion surveys in Lithuania saying that more than 60% of the Lithuanian people didn't want to go to join Euro and Eurozone. So a corrupt government decided that it would be better for the good government, the corrupt politicians and the corrupt oligarchy of the country, it would be better for them to join Euro. Well, I'm for the people. I'm not for corrupt government and the oligarchs in my country or all over Europe. And on top of that, if you see the economic data around the world, you'll see that people, countries or economies similar to the Greek economy, you'll see that those countries that have the national currency are going better and have less problems in terms of depression, in terms of economic crisis or economic difficulties than Greece or than Portugal or Ireland or, you know, the European South, as they call us.
What would the next day be like after a return to a national currency? What policies could be implemented to help the Greek economy rebuild on its own?
Three things must be priorities for the new political situation, let's say, or a people's government that will lead the way into the new political social situation with the national currency. First, we have to regenerate income for the people, and especially for the working people. Without regeneration of income, in real terms income, there is no way we can rebound from the depression we have right now. Secondly, we need a new state, and especially social state. We need to rebuild all the social infrastructure we destroyed inside when we are within the Euro, and of course of the neoliberal policies enforced by Euro and the governments and the corrupt governments we had in Greece. And thirdly, we need investments in the protection sphere. Not in investments in general. We need investments in the protection sphere in terms of adding to the productivity of labor. Without productivity of labor, without a surge of labor productivity, there was no way we can have a social development that can support the income of the population, the employment of the of the working population. So we need to do these, we have to support and finance these three priorities. We don't need banksters or bankers. We need enterprises that produce primary or secondary products and, of course, services that that can support the primary and secondary sectors. For us, the main priority is to develop the primary sector, because if there is a country in the world that can supply its people with food security and abundance, Greece is that country. So we need to exploit that competitive advantage.
We are speaking with economist and analyst Dimitris Kazakis here on the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series. And Dimitri, having discussed Syriza, having discussed the currency issue, let's turn to the rest of the political landscape in Greece. We've seen the return of former Prime Minister George Papandreou to the forefront with a new party. We've seen other new parties spring up leading up to the both the European elections, which were last year, and also the parliamentary elections, which are coming up. And we see, of course, the continued pro-austerity stance by the governing coalition parties that are running once again in elections. How do you view these political developments in light of the elections that are coming up?
Well, actually, it is a transitionary political period. We need to get rid of all the political parties, all the political entities produced by the situation created by the fall of junta, out the dictatorship back in 1974. Now we are at the end of that particular period called Metapolitευση in Greece, which is after the collapse of the 7-year dictatorship here in Greece. And we need to get rid of the whole political system of that particular period, which is totally corrupt, totally inadequate to provide for the people in the country. And that's why I'm not worried about the coming back of Mr. Papandreou. Or, well, it's the best thing, because we'll have him here. He will not escape. And Mr. Papandreou and the rest of them will be in a handy position for the people in order to give the proper justice for all the crimes they did against the country and the people.
Now, having discussed the rest of the political landscape, let's turn now to your political movement, the United Popular Front, which is known as EPAM in Greece. Will EPAM be participating in the upcoming elections?
No. Because we try to create a third pillar. The third pillar in order to go against the two main pillars of this bipartisan system, a new type of bipartisan system, and we wanted to provide with an extra solution to this bipartisan political scene. We didn't make it. We couldn't make it in time for the snap elections, and we decided not to give that particular fight, knowing that after the elections on 26th, there will be an even greater fight in order to decide, for the people to decide, for the socio-economic and political direction the country must follow.
And for many, what matters most is not the elections that are coming up, but what will follow afterwards.
Exactly.
There are some who are even already talking about the post-Syriza era, not believing that Syriza will be able to stay in power for very long. Do you believe that Greece, first of all, is entering a period of a political instability? And what do you believe can follow after this period?
That's a good thing. Since Troika and the local corrupt political system created a very unstable social and economic situation, so you have to have a corresponding political situation, which must be unstable. Since you have a very deepening and unstable political, social and economic situation, then you have to go through an unstable political situation in order for new political forces come into the front and may express a new direction the people in the country must follow.
Well, Mr. Kazakis, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today here on the Dialogos Radio.
Thank you. Thank you, me too.
Take the
Dialogos Radio on the go with you with the new Dialogos Radio app for Kindle devices. Now you can listen to our podcasts, our on-demand broadcasts, and Dialogos Radio 24/7, read all of our latest news and announcements, plus our articles, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter, all in one great new app. The official Dialogos Radio app for Amazon Kindle devices, available now in the Amazon Marketplace. Attention iTunes users, Dialogos Radio is now just a click away. You can now download our podcasts and listen to Dialogos Radio 24/7 anytime, anywhere. Check us out today in the iTunes podcast directory and in iTunes Radio. We just wrapped up the Dialogos interview series here on Dialogos Radio, and our interview with economist and analyst Dimitris Kazakis of Greece's United Popular Front, or PAM. As with all of our interviews and commentaries, the podcast of this interview will soon be available on our website, dialogosmedia.org, where you can also find our on-demand programming and archives, our articles and written work, and listen to our online radio station, Dialogos Radio 24/7. You can also hear our podcast through our official apps for Android, Kindle, and BlackBerry devices, and in iTunes, TuneIn.com, and the Nobex Radio, WeCast, and Player FM apps. Let's go to some music now, and we'll be back with our commentary of the week here on Dialogos Radio in just a few moments.
Σαν τρελή. Ο αέρας μου τρυπούσε το κορμί και μου ζητούσε μια απόφαση ηρωική. Ο αέρας μου τρυπούσε το κορμί και μου ζητούσε μια απόφαση ηρωική. Πήρα εφημερίδα και στυλό, βρήκα διαμέρισμα φτηνό. Τρία νίκια να το κλείσω, έπιπλα για να το ντύσω, και δεν θέλω να σε ξαναδώ. Τρία νίκια να το κλείσω, έπιπλα για να το ντύσω, και δεν θέλω να σε ξαναδώ. Σκληρή κι εγώ νιώθω σαν αποκλήρη εδώ. Θέλω πίσω να γυρίσω και συγγνώμη να ζητήσω, αλλά ντρέπομαι να σου το πω. Θέλω πίσω να γυρίσω και συγγνώμη να ζητήσω, αλλά ντρέπομαι να σου το πω. Πως χωρίς εσένα είμαι μίση, δεν πετιέται έτσι μια ζωή. Θέλω πίσω να γυρίσω και συγγνώμη να ζητήσω, μα με κυνηγάει μια φυγή. Θέλω πίσω να γυρίσω και συγγνώμη να ζητήσω, μα με κυνηγάει μια φυγή. Ένα χειμωνιάτικο πρωί έφυγα από το σπίτι σαν τρελή. αέρας μου τρυπούσε το κορμί και μου ζητούσε μια απόφαση ηρωική.
Διάλογος Radio 24/7, our online radio station which features the best mix of great Greek music, plus programming and interviews from the vast Diálogos Radio archive. Tune in through our website, dialogosmedia.org, in iTunes Radio, or at tunein.com. That was Eleni Vitali here on Diálogos Radio with Anna Chimoniatico Proi, and coming up next is our commentary of the week. Diálogos Radio's Commentary of the Week. Each week, Michael Navratakis provides views and opinions on issues pertaining to Greece and to the worldwide Greek community. Coming up next, here on Diálogos Radio. On January 7th, while the world's attention was focused on the tragic events unfolding in Paris, another very significant and potentially very dangerous story was unfolding in Europe without garnering much media attention at all. On that day, the European Union, after a very long period of almost total secrecy, finally publicized documents pertaining to the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP, which is currently being negotiated between the European Union and the United States. If you have not heard anything about these negotiations, you are not alone, as they have been conducted in almost total secrecy and have received extremely minimal coverage by the Greek and international media. And of course, these documents were first made public on the 7th of January under the very large shadow that was cast by the events unfolding in France. Was this simply a coincidence? That's for you to decide, but it is important to remember the words of Henry Kissinger, who once uttered, "Never let a serious crisis go to waste." What does this treaty, which is still being negotiated, consist of? It is essentially an agreement for the creation of a free trade zone between the European Union and the United States. The negotiations have taken place under almost total secrecy, and the goal is to abolish sovereign control over the activities of multinational companies which are active on both sides of the Atlantic or who wish to expand their operations to Europe or to the United States. Some of you might be thinking, this is a good thing, isn't it? It will create investments, it will create jobs, it will bring economic growth and development to both Europe and the United States. Isn't this the case? Actually, no, it isn't. And that is why the negotiations have remained secret up until recently. Why is this the case, though, in the oh-so-democratic European Union, which is always operating with total and absolute transparency? The proposed agreement, among other things, essentially proposes the end of the European social state and the privatization of the marketplace in such sectors as healthcare, allowing companies to come in from the United States to get involved in the European healthcare marketplace and in other basic services as well. It also proposes the abolition of a significant portion of European law and regulations in the banking sector, essentially the full deregulation of the banking sector, giving almost absolute freedom to the banks to operate as they wish. In addition, the proposed agreement aims to bring back many of the key points of ACTA, the proposed agreement which was rejected after much public pressure and outcry in 2012, and which aimed to abolish many laws protecting citizens' privacy rights, as well as their rights to access information online, and as well as information pertaining to corporate governance and to other important corporate activities, such as pharmaceutical trials. The proposed agreement will also likely lead to many jobs being lost from Europe and flowing to the United States, where labor law is much more flexible and far less strict than it is in Europe. As a result, this will create pressures for further austerity in Europe, further cuts to wages, further reductions in pensions, and a further watering down of labor rights. As an example, the NAFTA agreement between the United States, Canada, and Mexico led to the loss of 12 million jobs in the United States, despite promises to the contrary, as these jobs were transferred to Mexico, where of course wages are much lower. The Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership also foresees the abolition of basic democratic foundations. One way in in which this would happen is through the creation of a special unelected arbitration board, which will hear cases between multinational companies and sovereign governments. These companies will have the right under this agreement to sue national governments in the event that they vote for or enforce laws which will, in essence, lead to a reduction of their corporate profits. In other words, a non-elected, non-democratic arbitration board, separate from any national justice system, will bypass national governments and courts and will have the sole right to decide whether so-called corporate rights have been violated. One final important aspect of this proposed agreement has to do with the abolition of European laws pertaining to food safety and to the use of genetically modified products in food, as European law would be tailored to be similar to the laws in place in the United States, where 70% of food products contain GMO ingredients. We've already seen Europe take a first and significant step in this direction, as recently the European Parliament passed a measure which would allow European Union member states to decide on their own whether to permit GMO products and crops or not. This measure, by the way, had the full support of the current Greek government. All of this, of course, is not being reported in most of the Greek and international press, but these developments do lead me to pose the following questions as well. As the party that is favored to win the upcoming elections in Greece, what are Syriza's positions regarding the transatlantic trade and investment partnership? And what are Syriza's positions on GMO crops and food production? Does it believe that they should be allowed to be produced and sold on the market? We often hear that Greece must remain in Europe, that Greece must follow the so-called European dream. But what is this European dream that the government, that the media, and that Syriza, which is trying to prove that it is more pro-European than those who are pro-European, keep touting? Is it the European dream which has led to the Dublin II agreement, which has tied the hands of Greece and of millions of immigrants who have ended up in a country after fleeing war and poverty in the Middle East and Africa, leaving them in a legal limbo where they can't work, can't live, and can't leave? Is it the European dream which led to the closure of Greece's Olympic Airways and the creation of a private aviation monopoly in Greece, where it now costs over 200 euros to fly a round trip to small Greek islands? Is it the European dream which led now to the shutdown of Cyprus Airways because it was receiving state support, while at the same time that Turkey, which is not in the EU and not in the Euro, is able to provide support to Turkish Airlines, which has taken a leading position in the global aviation market? Is this the European dream that we are speaking of? In closing, I wanted to also make reference to a recent survey released by Gallup International, a pan-European survey which is conducted at the end of each year, but which was not reported by any of the Greek media outlets. What does this survey, which was conducted at the end of 2014, reveal? The results are fascinating. 52% of respondents in Greece stated that they felt less European in 2014 compared to the previous year, while almost 50% of Greek respondents stated that they wish for Greece to leave the European Union or were undecided on the issue. And we continue. Only 29% of respondents in Greece felt that 2015 would be a better year than 2014. 87% felt that economic difficulties would continue in 2015. 62% of Greeks did not believe that elections in Greece are free and fair. 73% does not believe that Greece is ruled based on popular and democratic will. 58% does not trust Greece's judges. 91% does not trust Greece's journalists. 95% does not trust Greece's politicians, 74% does not trust Greece's business people, 51% does not trust the police, 88% does not trust Greece's bankers, and most significantly of all, 52% of respondents in Greece desires a return to a national currency. What does the Greek government and what does Syriza have to say about these results? The long and corrupt history of lawlessness, patronage, and censorship in the Greek media is revealed in our new series of investigative articles. Visit dialogosmedia.org today to read our investigative series and to learn more about the long-standing state of corruption and censorship in Greece's media, as well as the worsening conditions for freedom of speech and the press. Head on over to dialogosmedia.org today to read our articles and to get more of the hard-hitting journalism you've come to expect from Dialogos Media. take the Dialogos Radio on the go with you with the new Dialogos Radio app for Android devices. Now you can listen live to the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos Radio 24/7, download our podcasts, and read our latest articles all in our free Android app, available now in the Google Play Store. We just wrapped up our commentary of the week here on the Dialogos Radio, and coming up next is our special musical tribute to Babis Goles.
Να σβάζει, να έχει το καμάρι σου κι ούλη αυτήν την χάρη σου, να έχει βελουδενιά την ελιά σου. Να έχει το καμάρι σου κι ούλη αυτήν την χάρη σου, που να βρω γυναίκα να σου μοιάζει. Με καταστρέψεις, πάρε με στα χέρια σου τα άσπρα περιστέρια σου, την καρδιά μου μάλι δεν θα αλλάζει. Πάρε με στα χέρια σου τα άσπρα περιστέρια σου, που να βρω γυναίκα να σου μοιάζει. Βλέμμα. Μη μ' αφήνεις μόνο μου, γιατρέψε τον πόνο μου. Μη κοιτάς κι αν έχω ποικιλιάκι. Μη μ' αφήνεις μόνο μου, γιατρέψε τον πόνο μου. Που να βρω γυναίκα να σου μοιάζει.
Πόσα φαρμάκια έχω πει μες στη ζωή στη στράτα. Η μοίρα μου δεν χορτάσε για να μου πει σταμάτα. Η μοίρα μου δεν χορτάσε για να μου πει σταμάτα. Απ' την ψευτιά του κόσμου καρδιά μου έγινες φωλιά της λύπης και του πόνου. καρδιά μου έγινες φωλιά. Της λύπης και του πόνου. Κλάψε καρδιά μου άτυχη και μην ζητάς χατήρι και πίνε το γουλιά γουλιά της πίκρας το ποτήρι και πίνε το γουλιά γουλιά της πίκρας το ποτήρι.
Two songs performed by Babis Goles for the start of our special musical tribute here on Diálogos Radio. Puna Vro Gineca is the title of that first song, with lyrics by Kostas Kofiniotis and music composed by Andonis Diamandidis, and that was followed by Zoe Mou Pharmakothikes, with lyrics and music by Stavros Tzounakos. Babis Goles was one of the biggest and most significant names in the Greek styles of music known as Rembetiko and Laiko, one of the names which helped bring Rembetiko to the forefront of Greek music and Greek society. Born in 1947 in the neighborhood of Tambachana in the city of Patara, he was a self-taught musician and he began his involvement with music during his childhood years. He began to perform his music publicly at the age of 17 at a small cafe in the Patara neighborhood where he grew up, and by the early 1980s, he had become a founding member of the Greek band Ta Paidia Apti Patara. His first album was released in 1982, titled Tsarka Sta Paia, and over the course of his musical career, he performed and recorded almost 300 songs. Babis Goles lost his life on January 11th at the age of 68, leaving behind a rich musical legacy. We will continue our special tribute with more music by Babis Goles here on Diálogos Radio.
Πληρώνω την ταμάν. Όσα όσα τα πληρώνω, να σε βλέπω την ταμάν. Για να πεις να κάνεις μπάνιο, να μην πέσω κι από πάνω τσιμπήρι μπιγιάλα. Περπατείς. Να χαρείς την εμορφιά σου το φουστάνι το μαντρί, τα ψηλό σου το τακούνι, περπατάς και τρέμει. Άξες καλτσού τι γυρίζεις, γυφτοπούλα μου εσύ.
μπορώ να καταλάβω τουρκανίσαι για Ρωμιά. Για νεκλέτσα, για φραντσέζα και έχεις τόση νεμορφιά. Ο καβάνης το παπάκι με τη φούτα τη κρυψή, τρέμει ο ουρανός να πέσει με τα αστέρια του μαζί. Φέρτε βότανα, το πόνο μου να γιάνω. Την έπαθα κι αγάπησα, μα δεν το ξανακάνω. Πάθα κι αγάπησα, μα δεν το ξανακάνω. Στο κορίτσι μου τώρα δεν μ' αγαπάει, με γελάσε, με πρόδωσε, με αφήσε και πάει. Με πρόδωσε, με άφησε και πάει. Μάγισσες όπως με έλειωσε, θέλω κι αυτή να λιώσει. Για το κακό που μου κάνε, να τα κρύβω πληρώσει. Για το κακό που μου κάνε, να τα κρυβώ πληρώσει.
Greek Media News, η ολοκαίρουρια εφαρμογή με όλα τα τελευταία νέα για τα ελληνικά μέσα ενημέρωσης, ειδήσεις για την τηλεόραση, το ραδιόφωνο, τη δημοσιογραφία, το διαδίκτυο, του celebrity και την showbiz. Κατεβάστε την εφαρμογή σήμερα δωρεάν από το Google Play Store για τις συσκευές Android και από το BlackBerry World για τις συσκευές BlackBerry.
Follow Dialogos Radio on Facebook and Twitter and remain connected to all our latest news and updates. Check us out today at facebook.com/dialogosmedia and at twitter.com/dialogosmedia. Dialogosmedia.org, our website which brings you the latest news from Dialogos Radio, live streaming of Dialogos Radio 24/7, podcasts, on-demand programming, and much more. Visit us today at Dialogosmedia.org. This is the Alagos Radio, the global Greek radio program, which is heard on 18 radio stations worldwide each week on 5 continents, shortwave and online, where we wrapped up our special musical tribute dedicated to the memory of Babis Goulas with the songs Giftopoula στο Hammam with the music and lyrics by Yorgos Batis, and Magises Fere Te Votana with lyrics by Nikos Routsos and music composed by Yannis Tatasopoulos. Today's broadcast of the Alagos Radio is just about ready to come to a close, but we will be back on the air again next week, same time, same place, with an interview with prominent investigative journalist and best-selling author Greg Palast, who returns to our program to share his views on Greece, the upcoming elections, on the role Goldman Sachs played in the Greek crisis, on the transatlantic trade and investment partnership, while also discussing his belief that Greece must immediately depart from the Eurozone if it hopes to recover economically. We had the opportunity recently to feature our previous interview with Palast on the well-known website Truthout, while Palast's most recent article about the Greek elections in Syriza was published first worldwide on our website, thealagosmedia.org. Finally, be sure to check out the Simple Radio app by Streama for iPhones and also for Android devices, through which you can now hear our online radio station, the Alagos Radio 24/7, streaming live anywhere in the world. We will wrap up today's broadcast with one final song with Haris Alexiou singing Nefeli. Thank you for joining us once again today, and have a wonderful weekend.